Interior Secretary Gail Norton was in Yosemite National Park yesterday to mark Earth Day and to promote construction projects in the park. Earlier this week, several of those projects were stopped by a federal appeals court. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled in favor of two environmental groups who charged that a development plan for the park would hurt habitat. From member station KQED, Tamara Keith reports.
Secretary Norton toured the Yosemite Valley, Indian Village, and the former Cascades Diversion Dam. Habitat restoration around the demolished dam stopped earlier this week, one of seven projects held up by an injunction issued by the federal appeals court. With the majestic Lower Yosemite Falls behind her, Norton said the Interior Department stands by the plan.
I've been impressed with the things that I've seen today that are part of the plan. It's our intention to go forward and to defend it.
The plan is the Park Service's effort to balance preservation with public access. With its stunning granite cliffs and powerful waterfalls, Yosemite National Park is a magnet for families, rock climbers, naturalists, and busloads of tourists. But all those people have put stress on Yosemite's environment. The focus of the plan is protecting the Merced River, which runs through the heart of the park. It includes restoring wetlands and meadow areas, an upgrade to the park's sewer system, and the construction of cabins and campgrounds. But Greg Adair of the group Friends of Yosemite Valley says this puts development ahead of nature. Adair stands in a field scattered with tree stumps, a woodland recently taken down to make way for a parking lot.
There were sugar pines that were 300 years old. Many of the trees that came out of here predated the park itself, and what we're looking at is a scene of devastation. It's a clear cut, about 5.5 acres.
Adair says the saws would still be revving if not for the court's injunction. His group is one of the plaintiffs in the case. They argued the Merced River project was based on faulty environmental assessments.
We're only asking that the Merced River and the Yosemite Valley and the other river areas get their due at last, and we have a proper environmental foundation. Once that's done, we can talk about parking lots, hotels, but until that's done, it's insanity because they're running ahead and building bigger and worse.
The court ruled that the National Park Service failed to address issues of visitor capacity and improperly drew the river's boundaries. The sharply worded decision says the Park Service must come up with a new or revised plan. But not all environmental groups are celebrating. The plan emerged from years of debate with the backing of several prominent organizations, including the Wilderness Society. The group's Jay Watson says he'd rather not see the debate over Yosemite's future reignited.
The Bush administration may indeed have the chance to reopen these plans and rewrite them, and that worries me greatly. I have no reason to expect more protective plans to be written by this administration than the ones that are currently in place, and I'd rather go with a sure thing, and that's what we've got.
Park Service officials want to resume work on the Yosemite projects as soon as possible. Yosemite Superintendent Michael Tollefson says he expects to be able to move ahead with just a couple of revisions to the plan rather than a complete overhaul.
I'm pretty confident everything that we're doing is really for a much better visitor experience and is protecting the resource better than we are today.
Both sides will be back in court on June 1st to discuss how to proceed. For NPR News, I'm Tamara Keith in Fresno.